Welcome back to another Daily Dose of the Pod with your boy Dave on social BJJ. I don't know if that should be my intro. Let me know. What do you think? So today we're going to be talking about strength. Does it have a place in jiu-jitsu? You probably heard me talk about this if you saw one of my other podcasts or listened to one of the other episodes. But, you know, this is something that I get kind of often. You'll hear like, oh, Dave, his grip strength is strong. Pause. Is so strong, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, huh? What do you mean? They're like, yeah. Once you get a grip, once you grab something, you don't let go. Pause. And I'm just like, yeah, you know, that I don't know what to say about that. You know, like sometimes I feel like, are you diminishing my jiu-jitsu by saying that I'm strong? You know, and a lot of people will say, hey. You know, you shouldn't rely on your strength so much. You should focus on technique more. And that way you're going to get better at jiu-jitsu, because if you just focus on your strength and, you know, only do things that you're good at, then you're never going to really advance. And I do think there's an advantage to what they're saying. There's a good point to what they're saying, right? Because like especially in jiu-jitsu, like somebody's going to do something that you're not expecting. Somebody's going to put you out of your comfort zone. Somebody's going to be as strong as you eventually, right? Like, or as fast as you are, as flexible as you, right? There's going to be somebody that's more flexible, more like faster or stronger than you. So yes, I do understand that you need to be able to do other things as well. Now, does strength have a place in jiu-jitsu? I mean, again, if you listen to my last episode, we talked about tournaments. When you look at the highest level, like the professionals, the ADCC, the CJIs, right, the Pan Ams, or, you know, the world leagues, if you will. If you look at the highest levels, you're going to see grapplers that are using strength. A lot of it. Sometimes their technique is not that great. You know, but they're so strong and so fast that they are able to overcome the technique. And I think instead of looking at it as technique trumps all, it's just a pillar. It's just a pie. You know what I mean? Like it's an equal partner. Technique without strength is trash, in my opinion. Right, you're not like, because you could get an armbar, but if somebody's just stronger than you, like really strong, they're gonna curl you. And this has happened to me. Like, I put somebody in a crucifix. Trey, if you're listening to this, he just curled my whole entire body. There was nothing I can do. I had the technique down. I know what I'm doing, and he still curled me. I couldn't finish. Right? Pause. And there's just ways that, you know, you go about it. And so there has to be a discussion, an honest discussion, an open discussion talking about this, right? Strength is as important as technique. You can be strong and not have technique, and you're not going to get that far. You're going to be squeezing somebody's head, pause, and then they're just going to get out. Headlocks don't work to somebody who's technical and know what they're doing. But if you're super strong, then yeah, maybe it might work. Right? If you're like crazy, crazy strong, but honestly, you're probably not going to, if you have no technique whatsoever, you're probably not going to get that person in that position, to be honest with you, right? If somebody's technical and fast. And the other thing we got to talk about is speed. Speed. That's another attribute that is just as equal as strength and technique. Those three, you have to have all three of those. If you don't have all three, if they're not balanced, you're an imbalanced, you know, BJJ practitioner. You're an imbalanced fighter. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's perfectly fine, right? You can stick to what you're strong at, work on your weaknesses. Absolutely. Right? We could talk about cardio. We could talk about all of these things. But for some reason, everybody like focuses on strength as if it's a bad thing. Like, no, you should be strong. You should weight lift. You should, if you don't want to do weights, use your body, do calisthenics, do whatever you got to do, push-ups, pull-ups, you know? Go out. It's just going to make you a healthier human being overall. And a healthier human being mentally, physically, is going to be a better BJJ practitioner. You're going to be better at jiu-jitsu just because you're stronger, just because you're faster, just because you have a better cardio. Yes, you will be better at jiu-jitsu just because of all of those things. So does it have a place in jiu-jitsu? Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, this is where like strength should not in my opinion, should not be a factor, or it should not be used with somebody who's super spazzy. And there are some people like this. Maybe they're coming from judo. Maybe they're coming from wrestling. They're a little bit explosive, right? And then they're learning something. So they're strong because of, you know, their background. And it's very explosive. Now you add submissions to that. You just need to guide them. They got to know that, hey, you can't crank a submission. You can't go. Like for me, I like to go 0 to 10. 10 to 20. 20 to 30. 30 to 40. 40 to 50. 50 to 55. 60, 65, 75, 80. And then I'm looking at the person like, dude, you sure? You good? Are you okay? And then I usually let it go. I never go 100. Never go. Unless it's a choke. And I know it's going to be a clean choke. But you never need to go that far. If you need to go that far, your opponent is doing something wrong. You need to talk to your opponent. Right? So, moral of the story, get stronger, get faster. There's a white belt, awesome dude. I think pretty soon he's probably going to be a blue belt. Jay, just shouting out names, your first names. Jay, if you're listening, shout out to you. Jay is so strong. He is so strong. And maybe his technique is not the best, but he's just learning, right? He's just learning jiu-jitsu. So, like, compared to somebody who's been training for 10 years, yeah, of course. Like, you know, it's no comparison. But Jay is so, like, good at learning things. He learns so quickly, plus the strength. So the technique that he learns, plus the strength that he learns, when he grabs me and says, I'm screwed. Like, it doesn't, my experience doesn't matter. My technique, I could try to wiggle out. And I'm not saying I'm weak. I'm pretty strong. But Jay works out. He lifts. He does this. He's about that life, right? And because of that, I have a hard time. If he didn't work out, I probably wouldn't have a hard time. Right, I probably would not have a hard time. So my thing is, am I knocking Jay for this? No, I'm saying, man, keep doing it. I love that, right? I love that you come in, you've been training for a year or 2 years, and you're giving people who've been on the mats for 10 years a hard time. That's excellent. Keep doing what you're doing, and then add in more to it. Don't let people come in and detract from you and be like, oh, don't use the strength. No, use that, but use it in a safe way. Don't hurt people with it, but use it. If you're going to hold somebody down, hold them down. It's therefore, I say this to all strong people that I know, like Trey and Jay, they're both strong. I tell both of them, like, look, there's no reason why I should be able to get up if you're on top. Pause. If you're holding me down, right, on side control, if you're in a positional advantage on me, there should be no way for me to get up, right? Because, like, if you're focusing on holding me down, then that's it. I have to escape when you go for a submission or you go for a transition. That has to be the case. It should not be the case where you're holding me down and then I'm able to get up because you're stronger than me and you have gravity in your advantage. Use that strength. Maybe you're not going to, like, technically put your hands in the right spots or whatever to, like, use wedges to keep me in place. Sure, whatever. Who cares? Eventually, you're going to learn that stuff. But for now, use what you have. Don't just lighten up and not use strength and let me get up. No, that's not fair to me. That's not fair to you, right? If I'm this wizard of jiu-jitsu and I'm so good at jiu-jitsu, whatever the case may be, because usually it's the people who are saying this that are supposed to be really good at jiu-jitsu not to use your strength. If that's the case, if you're using your strength, I should be able to out-technique you. But the reason why they say, you know, stop using your strength, because they want to use their technique, and your strength is stopping their technique. And I don't want to get stronger. I want to just keep doing what I'm doing. Like, no. Matter of fact, I'm going to get stronger too. I'm going to match your strength plus my technique, and I'm going to overcome you. And that's the best way. And for me, it's like, what can I do to be better than, you know, the person who's stopping me? That you put a barrier up, how can I overcome that barrier? You have a wall up. Either I'm going to go over the wall, under the wall, through the wall, around the wall, I got to figure out a way, right? If the wall is impenetrable, hopefully I said that right. If I can't go through the wall, well, I got to figure out another way. If I can't go over, I got to figure out another way, right? Maybe I'm never going to be as strong as Trey. I don't think that's going to be the case because he doesn't even work out, dude. Like, he just started working out. He was already stronger than me. It would not work out. And so, you know, I'm not going to be as strong, but maybe I can do some things to be strong enough and focus on my speed because I'm going to be a little bit quicker. Because when you're strong and you got these big muscles, you're going to move a little bit slower. So you got to be able to analyze the game. And if somebody's telling you, hey, you're focusing too much on this or focusing too much on that, or you're using too much of this or you're using too much of that, just know you could do whatever the heck you want. Jiu-jitsu is your game. You play it the way that you want to play it. But at the same time, if that person is your coach and they're in charge of, you know, promoting you, and you really care about the belts and you really care about their promotions, opposed to just having a good time and enjoying your experience and growing, then you should probably listen to your coach. Well, do whatever you want. Let me know what you guys think about this. See you guys. Peace.